Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the best advice about your online teaching business. I'm Lindsay Williams, an online language teacher from the UK, and I'm your host. And each episode, as always, before we begin, I have something to recommend to you, and it's an exciting one this episode. I'm hosting a free live webinar happening this Saturday, or at least this Saturday as this goes live, making that Saturday the 7th of March 2020. And if you're wondering what makes an online language teacher a good one, this live webinar is for you, as I'll be sharing the three essential qualities for every online language teacher. Reserve your free spot today to find out what those three qualities are at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/webinar. Now, let's get into today's show. In the last episode, we talked a little bit about mindset and we touched on the idea of not feeling qualified enough. One question I noticed coming up again and again is, can I teach languages online without a degree? Can I teach online without qualifications? Can I teach English online without a CELTA, right? So I wanted to dig a little deeper into the topic of qualifications, because I know that sometimes it can feel incredibly overwhelming when you first think about teaching languages online. You look around and all you see are people with photos on their website at their graduation and with all the letters of all the degrees they have after their name, right? No pressure, right? Right, no pressure. You can 100% start to teach languages online without a degree or a teaching qualification. And the key word in that sentence is start. One thing that I think, and I mentioned this in the last episode, one thing that I believe is that it's crucial for all of us, especially teachers, to keep learning, keep educating ourselves. And for some, that's going to mean self-study. For others, it'll mean going to a university or a school of some kind to get those certificates to say you can do the thing. Now, full disclosure here, what did I do? How did this work for me? I started teaching languages online without a degree. When I taught my very first online lesson, I was about halfway through my undergraduate degree in modern language studies. And yes, I would be lying if I said there weren't times when I doubted that. There were definitely times when I doubted if that meant that I wasn't qualified to teach languages online. And yes, there were times when I wondered if I should stop my business and wait until I finished my degree, had a morning, wearing my little mortarboard and smiling for the photos, got my piece of paper in the post, before I ever taught another lesson. But what I kept coming back to and telling myself again and again was the yin to qualifications yang, if you like, experience. Now, what I did have at this point, as I was halfway through the degree, what I did have was a TEFL certificate that I'd earned a few years before I started teaching online. And I'd gone on to use this both abroad and at home and offline and online and, well, offline at this point, and I wanted to start using it online. So I did, therefore, have years of experience teaching languages in a whole host of different settings to draw from, right? And most importantly, I had the drive to learn more and to educate myself to become a better online language teacher. And there are qualifications out there that no doubt will help you to boost your online language teaching business and to boost your credentials, right? And impress potential students as they browse those familiar letters on your about page and they see, oh yeah, I've heard of, you know, oh, a BA, oh, a CELTA, oh, PGCE, right? And I realize it may sound like I'm scathing of qualifications so far, but that is not true. By all means, absolutely go for it. Qualifications are there to help us educate ourselves further and really can benefit us. Now, my point here, therefore, isn't to poo-poo qualifications to a level of making them redundant, but rather to encourage you to start teaching online before you go all out and get all the qualifications you think you'll need and then start, right? Start now, give it a go. Give it a go at first in a relatively low risk setting, maybe with a friend or as a tutor on an online marketplace to see if it's for you. Then, by all means, go out, get started on the qualifications front, go for it and keep going for it. Keep learning new things and keep making yourself better at what you do. And like I said at the beginning, I often get asked, what qualifications do I need to teach language X online? And the truth is, I can't give you a solid answer for that one because it varies from language to language. It's going to be different depending on whether you're teaching on a platform or for a company or for yourself. And it's going to be different based on what qualifications or experience you already have. So definitely do your research, find the qualification you think will be a good fit for you, and do it if you can see it helping you. Remember though, that teaching languages online is a relatively new concept, and you won't learn everything you need to know to do that independently with a qualification designed primarily for a classroom, as so many are. So be sure to keep educating yourself on that side of things as well, on running your own online language business, all of that. Now, not to blow my own trumpet here, but the Online Teaching Starter Kit is a great option for that. And if you're wondering, okay, how can I learn more about this? What makes a good online language teacher besides qualifications, besides experience? I'll be sharing the three qualities, the three essential qualities that make a good online language teacher in a free live webinar on Saturday, the 7th of March, 2020. You should come. It's going to be good. And you can reserve your free spot right now at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/webinar. You've been enjoying Teach Languages Online, the podcast for online language teachers and budding ones too, brought to you by me, Lindsay Williams of Lindsay Does Languages. And a quick reminder before we wrap up this episode, remember to reserve your free spot if you're listening before Saturday, the 7th of March, 2020, right now at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/webinar, and I'll see you there. You can find everything you need from this show over at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teach-languages-online. Have a great week and share this episode with a friend you know will love it too. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye.